Certainly a lot has been written about 2009 and the economic crisis that really reverberated around the world. Too big to fail, sort of concentrated on Wall Street, the financial district, and the banks. We've seen other books that maybe brought in some broader issues. But somebody who really has tied this all together in a brand new book just issued called Crashed, How a Decade of Financial Crisis Changed the World, is Adam Tooze, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. So, you know, as I look back on this, and I live this, you know, quite dramatically, but this was our 1929. This is this generation's depression. This is our 1929. Not, I think, something that we don't forget very quickly.
Absolutely. I don't think the memory of this will go away in, I mean, it's for the ages. This is a shock the likes of which the world economy had never really seen before, to be honest. In some ways, it's even worse than 1929. The difference is, of course, it was caught. We actually got the safety net up, so we didn't slide into the years of disaster that the 1930s witnessed, at least not in the United States. Very different story if you're in Greece or Spain.
There's so many aspects to this. Let's for right now, let's concentrate on the U.S. aspect of this. One can argue that Ben Bernanke may have been the best guy. Maybe it was fate. I mean, he had written his dissertation on what went wrong and what we did wrong, you know, in 1929. He had a chance to correct all that this time.
I agree. I mean, there's a sense in which, you know, the optimal path forward, what the absolutely right thing to have done is or would have been or might have been, is very unclear. But Bernanke had one clear idea in his head, which was that he was going to prevent deflation. There was not going to be a comprehensive collapse of the American banking system and a huge reduction in the money supply. And this was a lesson learned from Milton Friedman and Anna Schwartz and their interpretation of the Great Depression.
But what it did for us, it seemed like, it changed the nature of the Fed. The Fed was a group that got together and, you know, would either bring on a punch bowl to get a party going or take it away. But otherwise, you know, kind of move in the background. They were forced into the foreground in this, and I think still are.
Exactly. They ended up substituting essentially for the interbank credit market. They put themselves into the financial system. In part by taking stakes, this was the most reluctant thing, in part by creating markets, by acting as a buyer of last resort for huge quantities of assets, and then through this massive provision of liquidity, where they're swapping people's long-dated securities, illiquid assets of various types, for immediate boosts in terms of dollar liquidity, on a scale we've never seen before.
Do you think that, I mean, as a historian, and you've looked at a lot of, I don't know, not dissimilar, you know, major incidents, does this stay with you? Does it make it less likely that this happens again because everybody went through it? I mean, I remember growing up with parents that went through the Depression, and by golly, they were not spendthrifts at all because of that.
We do. I think it's changed the parameters permanently of what, you know, thinkable central bank policy is. After all, the Bank of Japan is still in the game. The Bank of Japan is still massaging the long-term interest rate down to close to zero. It's a massive buyer of securities. And whatever we do going forward, we know there is the possibility of quantitative easing. We know there is the possibility of massive lender of last resort activity if necessary. So this, I think, has permanently changed the way in which we think about the possibilities of central bank action.
But what my suggestion is that maybe it isn't necessary, that you've altered the way individuals think. I mean, just on a personal basis, I've seen the savings rate go from a negative figure in 2009, people actually spending more money than they were making, to now a fairly positive, almost 7%.
Absolutely. There has been huge adjustments, and some of them are of the type that you're talking about, a kind of positive adjustment, a deleveraging in the household sector. But then there are other parts of American society. If you think about the minority communities, they took irreparable hits to their wealth positions. Huge cuts in the median wealth of African-American households or Latino households in the U.S. It's going to take decades to come back from that kind of damage. So there is learning and there is scarring.
You know, we've talked about the U.S. aspect, but your book, Crashed, is How a Decade of Financial Crises Changed the World. Will you come back with us and let's let's go outside of the confines of the United States of America?
I will.
All right. I look forward to it. That's Adam Tooze, the author of Crashed. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.